is entitled An Overflowing Heart. An Overflowing Heart. Then dot, dot, dot. And the rest of that says, gives the lips full speech. An overflowing heart gives the lips full speech. Beginning with the words of Jesus, and I like about everything he said. I wouldn't like for him to say to me like he did Peter, "Get behind me, Satan," or a few things like that, but he did say it, and he said it to his choice disciple. I want to begin in the words of Jesus Christ in Luke 6, verse 42. "Either how canst I say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, when thou beholdest not the beam that is in thine eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit." You don't know a Christian by somebody else's fruit. You know that tree or a Christian by his own fruit. "For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good out of a good heart. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil." Now listen to this. "For out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh." Out of the abundance of his heart he speaketh. God is likening men to trees. And he said a tree is known by his fruit. And out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. Most everybody can talk pretty good. And they have an overflowing heart at times, and many of them speak corrupt things. They don't all speak wise things. Because most people are not wise-hearted, actually. They're not actually wise-hearted. The Bible speaks of many kinds of hearts. It speaks of hearts that are full of pride. It speaks of hearts that are wise-hearted. It speaks of foolish-hearted people. It speaks of people with good hearts, with honest hearts, with pure hearts. Those are some of the types of hearts that the Lord has told us about. And you can go out here and you can tell that some people have an overflowing heart because you can hear them taking God's name in vain. They can use God's name better than you and I can. Boy, their heart overflows with mischief and profanity and all types of vileness, garbage. And Jesus said, you can tell that fella, for out of the abundance of his heart, his mouth speaketh. What a person talks the most about is what they have most of in their heart, in other words. And an overflowing heart does give the lips full speech. But however, there is an overflowing heart that God expects you and I to have that's filled with something beside garbage and profanity or an evil heart. God wants us to have a good heart. Out of a good heart, God wants us to show forth good conversation. A good conversation, as the Apostle Paul writes about. In the 8th chapter of Luke, verse 15, this is in part of the parable of the sower. Jesus said that on the good ground, or the seed or the word of God, which fell on the good ground, which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, in an honest heart, in a good heart, if you hear the word, you know what you'll do? You'll keep it. If you got a good heart and an honest heart, you'll keep the word. That's the way you tell a good and honest heart. Don't let anybody come around and tell you, "Oh, that fellow's got a good heart and he lives and speaks like he is. Mind and heart is full of garbage." You don't have no good heart. In fact, the great writer of Proverbs says, "The heart of the wicked is of little worth." Not very good. Of little worth. But he says here, that if a person hears the word of God in an honest and good heart, he will keep it. And when you keep it, you'll bring forth fruit. That's good fruit with patience. And out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth is going to speak. An overflowing heart gives the lips full speech. Now I want to go back to the Old Testament for a bit. In the book of Proverbs, there's no greater book in the Bible. That's one that we emphasize in the Bible School of Prophecy more than any other book, is the book of Proverbs. It's the book of God's wisdom. It's the beginning of the wisdom that you have with God, because it is a book of wisdom. And there's one thing it emphasizes over and over again, is the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. But fools hate knowledge and instruction. Fools hate knowledge and instruction. But in the book of Proverbs, the fourth chapter, chapter 4, beginning in verse 20, "My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart." The word of God, keep his words in the midst of thine heart. "For they are life," that's eternal life too, "unto those that find them, and then it's health to all their flesh." When you keep the word of God, it'll be eternal life to you on one hand. On the other hand, it'll give you a healthy body. "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it," out of the heart, "are the issues of life." Out of your heart. And out of your heart, the abundance of what you have treasured up in your heart, is what your mouth is going to speak more abundantly about than anything else. All right, the fifth chapter of Proverbs, verse 11 through 13. "Thou mourn at the last, when thy flesh and thy body are consumed." And this is evident that you don't have the word of God in your heart. "And you'll say, when your flesh and body is consumed with disease, how have I hated instruction?" Now, this is not a question. This is a bold declaration. "How have I hated destruction?" In other words, I don't know why I hated destruction. When you look at your flesh all consuming away with disease or the result of a terrible injury. "Why did my heart despise reproof?" My heart despised reproof. "And I have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to those that instructed me." What kind of heart is that? That's a heart filled with vanity and pride. That's a heart that is filled with evil unbelief in the Word of God. And I'll tell you, a heart that's filled with unbelief is an evil heart, the apostle said. Also in Hebrews, the third chapter and the fourth chapter, he makes that statement twice. "Brethren, lest take heed, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." You can begin to tell when a person starts their backslidings. They begin to talk different than they did when they had the victory. When they was filled with the Word of God, and you could tell they read their Bibles, and they prayed, and they listened to the preacher, warn them of the follies of their ways, the results, wasted years, and so forth, as we heard sung here this morning. "Oh, how foolish. I didn't take any heed to that," here the writer says of one fellow, when his body is wasted away with disease and he mourns at the last. He looks at that old flesh being consumed, and he said, "Why did I hate instruction and my heart despise reproof?" Why did I hate it? Why didn't I put the word of God in my heart? And why didn't I obey it? But when a person begins to drift away from the Lord, the first thing you begin to hear is their skepticism about God's word. They start something like this: "But I don't understand why." That's a foolish statement. You ever heard the old statement said about someone that smokes a cigarette? There's fire on one end of it and a fool on the other. When you hear a Christian start asking you them